This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida and Audrey. And on the show today, we are asking you, what's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Instagram and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Now, since we're talking about pandemic pivots, there was an interesting article that I noticed on the BBC about house hunting or house shopping and what's happened in the property industry during this pandemic, right? So this article from the BBC talks about this couple in London who are house shopping in Dublin thanks to VR headsets. So they said that they can't go to the Republic of Ireland themselves to do it because travellers from Great Britain need to restrict their movement for a fortnight or so. Mm-hmm. So that kind of, nipping over to Dublin and then coming back is just completely off the cards. So, but they say that they can go and look at different places through their VR headsets,
right?
In the comforts of their own London home. So they said circles appear on the floor of that Dublin flat that they're looking at, and using their hand controls, they can glide between them and explore. And standing in each circle, they can actually look up, look down, they can peer left, right, whichever way they like, and it's quite immersive and they feel as though they are actually in that Dublin flat, even though they're sitting on their sofa back home in London.
Right.
And this guy actually saying that at one point he actually forgot that his wife was sitting next to him, and he shouted out, "I'm in the children's bedroom," you know, when she's right next to him. So, but basically this is what house shopping is looking like in the age of the coronavirus. You know, it's not for everyone, of course, at the moment, because house hunters actually have to use their own headsets. But there are some estate agents that will sometimes send buyers headsets for new build properties. So developers are often selling off plan, and it's really hard to sell a product that's just on a 2D floor plan. Now, if you've actually visited a developer and to have a look at a home or a condo or houses that haven't been built yet, they can just show you the plan. They can, take you through like a show house. But imagine if you could put on a VR headset and actually see what it will look like, you know, look over the balcony, look into your washroom, into what could potentially be your kids' room. All of this is possible with VR.
You know, it's not a new concept. I don't know about VR, but like there are other aspects where you can do things virtually, but people are taking it more seriously because you have no choice, right?
Yes.
I've seen like people trying to be more innovative, property owners, where you can view things virtually, but people still, when you can move around, said, "No, I still want to touch and feel," right?
Yes.
But
yes.
Now, since you don't have a choice, you know, this has really taken on, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, once you have a headset, it's a fairly simple process to find a virtual property on the estate agent's website, and then you can use the hand controller, like this couple said, you know, to work through that virtual space. But it is still a fairly limited option offered by online property sites. You know, when we spoke to Speed Home earlier this year on Powering Through the Pandemic, they said that sales were still coming in, you know, for rental properties, for purchased properties as well, because they had videos of properties on hand, and they are now working on building that video bank further because they've realized how much easier it is to bank a deal with these videos, you know, during these times. Now, UK property site Zoopla said that there was also a surge of activity during the first month of lockdown in the UK when VR viewings of new build properties actually tripled. Much of the technology, like you said, you know, has existed for 3 to 4 years, but there hasn't been much incentive to use it. But during lockdown, buyers were unable to visit properties, so it actually gave that tech a big push. Yeah. Estate agents used to take people out for an hour, maybe two, and visited a couple of houses in like the same neighborhood, but now they can actually show you a wide variety of homes in different parts of the city, you know, in your own home.
Right.
So virtual reality offers greater detail than the traditional photos on a website as well, you know, because now you can actually take your time and look at the cracks, look for cracks in the ceiling, or, you know, like look through the plumbing, or, I mean, you can't try out the tap, but right. but then again, you can take a real close look and, you know, don't have to be rushed into moving into the next room by an estate agent, right? And growing adoption of VR viewing also makes life easier for clients moving internationally. When traveling back and forth is hard, buyers from mainland China looking at homes in Singapore recently have to observe the country's strict fortnight quarantine on nearly all arrivals. And that's made it, you know, like virtually impossible just to come in just to look at properties, right? So there was this one home buyer, Christopher Wang, who said that, you know, in a sense, now you get to buy a house and treat it just like online shopping. Christopher Wang is actually a Singaporean virtual reality property company founder, IMI VR. So he says, like, you know, you can now, you know, treat buying a house just like online shopping. Mm-hmm. But it's not just VR that's giving the house shopping experience an upgrade. This is really interesting. One company called Matterspot in Silicon Valley, they actually started a motion and depth sensor company from Microsoft's Xbox. They did it for Microsoft Xbox. And then now what they've done is they are creating 3D digital twins of physical spaces. So, you know, I don't know if you had a dollhouse when you were little, but it was like a cross-section of the house and okay. you can actually move the dolls, you know, from downstairs to upstairs. But imagine if you put on a VR headset and you can actually see, like, your house, but, you know, like it was like a dollhouse view of that, right? So they call it a 3D digital twin of your property, so you can actually see what it's like upstairs and downstairs. It gives you a real perspective of the space that you have in your home. So that's what they're doing now, and they're actually working to not only do it via VR headset but also on your smartphone as well, so you can actually look at those images on your smartphone. And also, you know, when we're talking about all this technology, there is more to it than just VR.
Right.
So, you know, another thing that I guess, you know, we've seen some companies do is allowing buyers to see what your furniture will look like in their own home. You know, like your in a new home, or, you know, if you want to buy furniture and then, you know, try and imagine what it would look like in your home, so you can now do that via VR as well, or even on your handphone, right? Mm. Then there's also talk about how AI can scan your house and identify furniture and other home contents, and that will help you when you need to record your property for insurance purposes as well.
Right.
And another use will be in getting quotes from builders. So if you can send an image of your
yes.
home to builders in it and get a quote from them on renovations or, you know, to fix something as well, all this tech could be used to do all this. And, you know, in the future, maybe you won't even need an estate agent if, you know, you can just put up the video of your virtual home
right.
on a site and, you know, sell it yourself.
So, like, right now with a lot of the builders is we take a photo and we WhatsApp it over to the builder and say, this is the problem, right? And they
yes.
look at it. But this technology, I mean, it's not just for homes, tourism, obviously.
Yes.
During that period, like, where you get virtual tours of museums and all that, I think they were offering it for free for a short period of time. But that is one way of revenue as well, because, like, if you can't get to certain places, this is option B. You know, that you're able to do this. Sort of like screaming again.
Screaming out into Iceland.
Yeah.
Well, you know, get in touch with us if you have a nomination for the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO. I mean, this new world of house hunting via VR is just one small one, but I'm sure there are so many other fascinating stories out there that maybe we haven't heard and we could potentially interview, you know, with your nomination. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back with a very interesting story about how employment stereotypes could be linked to language. So stay tuned for that. But for now, here's U2 with Elevation on Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.